WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivator. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, gentle motivation to move. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, chugging straight towards negativity? You know that feeling when you're drowning in what ifs and I can'ts. Well, buckle up because today we're tackling the beast. Breaking free from those pesky negative thoughts. We're all human, folks. We experience setbacks, disappointments, even plain old bad days. But negativity doesn't have to rule our lives. It's like a weed in your garden. If you let it grow unchecked, it can choke out everything else beautiful. Today, we're arming ourselves with the tools to pull up those weeds and cultivate a garden of positive thinking. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, here comes another, think positive, spiel, hear me out. This isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those negative thoughts, understanding where they come from, and then choosing how to respond. Think of it like this. You're the conductor of that runaway train, not a helpless passenger. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from the negativity grip. First off, awareness is your superpower. You can't change what you don't recognize. Start paying attention to those negative thought patterns. Do they pop up at specific times? Are there certain triggers that send them spiraling? Identifying these patterns is like shining a light on the weeds in your garden. Once you see them, you can start tackling them. Next, challenge those thoughts. Just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. Often, negative thoughts are based on assumptions and distorted perceptions. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? If the answer is no, then it's time to reframe that thought. Practice self-compassion. You wouldn't beat yourself up for tripping over your shoelaces, would you? So why treat those negative thoughts any differently? Remember, everyone has them. They're part of being human. Instead of berating yourself, offer yourself kindness and understanding. Think of it as giving yourself a mental hug. Focus on the positive. This doesn't mean ignoring the negatives or pretending everything is perfect. It means actively seeking out the good things in your life, no matter how small. A beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger, even just a cup of delicious coffee. These little moments can make a big difference in shifting your perspective. Finally, take action. Sometimes, simply acknowledging negative thoughts isn't enough. You need to take concrete steps to move forward. This could involve setting goals, tackling a task you've been avoiding, or even just taking a walk in nature. Action breeds progress, and progress fuels positive momentum. Ever feel stuck in that rut of negativity? I get it, trust me. Remember that time I was supposed to give this big presentation, but my brain decided to launch into full-blown panic mode? Every thought screamed, "You're going to bomb. You're not good enough." I almost threw in the towel right there, but then I remembered those 5 key takeaways. First, I acknowledged the negativity. It was loud and persistent. Then, I challenged those thoughts. Was there real evidence I was going to bomb? Or was it just fear talking? Next, I practiced self-compassion. I gave myself permission to be nervous, even scared, but I reminded myself that being nervous doesn't mean I wasn't capable. I focused on the positive. I had put in the work, prepared thoroughly, and this was an opportunity to share my knowledge. Finally, I took action. I practiced my presentation until I felt more confident, visualized success, and went for it. To my surprise, it went really well, and you know what? It wasn't because the negative thoughts disappeared entirely. It's a continuous process, folks. The key is to become aware of those thought patterns, challenge them, practice self-compassion, focus on the good, and take action. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You are the one who chooses how to respond to them. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, you've got this. I'll be here tomorrow with more gentle motivation to keep you moving forward. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little positivity boost. After all, we're all in this together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.